This is Women's Voices from Dayton Correctional Institution. I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild. Today, we meet Nakia Sullivan. When she was 13, Nakia decided she wanted to become a drug kingpin because of stuff she saw on TV. So, as a teenager, Nakia traveled between Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana and sold drugs at big events like the Kentucky Derby. Here, Nakia talks to fellow prisoner Lachey Landry about what the lifestyle was like.
So tell me this, how would an average day would have looked like for you?
My day started at 8 p.m. That's when my day started. Call my homeboys, whatever the case may be, like, y'all got any licks for me? You got some money for me? What's it looking like out there? You know, just chop it up with them, trying to get a feel of everything, you know. Homeboys be like, nah, the police out here riding around. You might want to lay low, whatever the case may be. You know, hit swerves off your phone, like, don't come out here. Okay, like, I was never a block hugger anyway. Pop pills, ecstasy was my drug of choice. Like, I pregnant with my son when I was 16, and it didn't slow me down any. Like, I slowed down during my pregnancy, but once he was born, I was right back out there.
And what exactly is a block hugger?
A block hugger is somebody that sits out on the block and hustle all day. Like, to me, them is tennis shoe hustlers. Like, they sit out on the block. It's freaking 13 degrees outside, and you out on the block waiting for a fiend to walk up. They in a warm house. What you sitting out on the block for?
So what you saying is you was an expensive, house hugger? Like, what exactly are you saying?
A house hugger. That's cute. The only way I would leave my house to go on the block was if a fiend called me and didn't have a ride or whatever the case may be, and they had enough money that was going to cover my gas there and back and still be able to make a profit.
So what about a mate? Did you have a significant other? And if so, how did they feel? I mean, I wouldn't want my mate out here hitting licks and, you know, waiting on fiends to call and all that. Like, I would be terrified at night. Is the police gonna kick in the door? Like, exactly how was that working in your love life?
Interesting question. I learned to lie very well when it came to that area. My mother didn't even know what I was doing until I got incarcerated. She didn't know half of the details. My daughter's father actually endorsed it. He felt like since he lived in another city, I could help him expand. We could expand together because he knew I was going to do it anyway.
So how did you keep this from your mom? Like, how did she think you were making money? Like,
I think my mother just thought that I was a rebellious teen. Like, the stuff that I would do, like leave home from 13 to 15, she just pictured me as a runaway. You know what I'm saying? Just wanted to be out on the streets and stuff like that. And then when I got pregnant with my son at 16, his father is in the music industry and he makes a significant amount of money. So I was able to cover up my money with his. You see what I'm saying? So she never really questioned it.
How is your life so different from then to now? Like, what do you dream about and imagine now being almost, you know, 30?
You know, to be completely honest with you, it's still in me. So I'm just hoping that my career goal of being a motivational speaker and a medical transcriptionist and all of that outweighs and takes away that desire. Like, I hope it consumes me to the point to where I no longer fiend for that type of lifestyle. But at this point, even being incarcerated, like, that's what I know and that's what I was doing. So I haven't done anything else besides that. So it's still there because I don't have the experience of anything else.
That was Nakia Sullivan, interviewed by Lachey Landry for our series, Women's Voices from Dayton Correctional Institution. For WYSO, I am Renee Wild.